Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Greetings. ¿Qué onda, wey? ¿Qué lo que? Che boludo. Sac passé. All the whatever greetings you guys from everyone that's watching. This is I'm Not As Stink As You Drunk I Am Pod with the Sandwich Crew. This is Big Mo, best in the world, baby. Is actually just me today. So this is me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. I'm the captain running the ship for this episode. The Reverend Ratchet, your Reverend Ratchet, Royal Ratchet, with the ratchet, the whole ratchet, the ball headed whole motherfucking ratchet, Mr. Ratchet himself. He's not gonna be here and available at the moment. He's still out here trying to find out which car he's trying to get, whether it's either the Honda Hybrid or the Toyota Prius. So he's out here trying to do that. And while and Kobe, I forgot to tell him that he wasn't supposed to wash his laptop with water. He decided he had a pool day, so he thought he was trying to show off to be able to say, hey, look, I can type underwater. And he brought his laptop with him underwater, so that's what's going on with him today. So this is gonna be you guys gonna be joined in with me, Big Mo, and I hope you guys enjoy. Just gonna shoot out a little quickie, and so just wanna say thank you guys for watching. I only have a few things to get into, you know. First of all, I just want to say big happy birthday to Donovan Sharp. I know this is kind of a name, like, who the hell? Some people are like, who the hell is Donovan Sharp? And Donovan Sharp is, because of a space that I represent, you know, Donovan Sharp is one of the, who I consider a prestigious mentor of mine. He is someone that I've looked up to. He's someone that I look up to, someone that I admire. He's someone that I'm proud to learn from. He's someone that I'm proud to get to know. He's someone that, he's someone I'm proud to consider a teacher of mine, and I'm proud to be one of his, like, students, and I'm extremely proud of that. So, Donovan, I don't even know if you really watch. You don't even know, but still, Donovan, big happy birthday to you. Just want to say big thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for all the teaching. I always gave you some of the biggest credits when it comes to me being a better man. One of the biggest credits to me being a better man, looking within myself, always looking at the mirror, understanding what I want, understanding what I need. Thank you for your teachings, and now, because of you're one of the biggest reasons why I say I'm a man who has better understanding, under better awareness, and most of all, self-acceptance. So big thanks to you, Donovan. I appreciate you. So big cheers. I know, and for some people who can't see me, you already know I got the shot glass with the Gatorade Zero. So so just want to take that time to say big ups to Donovan Sharp. And I know that in this segment, talking about, you know, how my week was. My week was pretty good. I'm actually in the middle of a side editing project from my boss, who I don't know, he may or may not be watching, but I don't know. Just, he's probably watching. Hi, Myron. He's just doing the side editing work, and I'm just taking a few minutes to record this episode. But I know if he hears this, he's gonna be like, well, you better get back to work, motherfucker. I'm like, yes, I know. But that's what the week is all about. What did something that did I don't know if something crazy happened this week. And also this week has also been, you know, me, because I know I did a photo shoot a few weeks ago, I believe. Because I can tell by the amount of hair I have right now. So that photo shoot was definitely a few weeks ago, because that photo shoot happened right before I cut my hair. Although I should have cut my hair. And also big up to one of my big homies. His name is Huggy. You know, basically one of my side projects is, you know, for my next song. It's going to be called Sinaloa. And just want to say big ups to Silvino, a.k.a. Baby Daddy. You know, so I hope he enjoys this, you know. And whatchamacallit. Also want to say a big thank you to RP Thor. He had gotten me this one of his books, you know. And I know if you guys have seen Instagram, you probably have seen big ups to RP Thor. All right, now even though it's already been just a few minutes already, but you know, I might as well just start up with the main topic at hand. Well, one of the main topics. I think it was either early this week or maybe last week. I think it was last week more off. Where, for those who may or may not have known, the Tate brothers are now actually off house arrest. They're still on papers. They still have to do their court, but, you know, now they're allowed to, like, leave the house now. Apparently the court doesn't consider them a flight risk or, you know, a threat outside the home. This might be a little uncomfortable for many people. And I know, you know, once I say that, once I get a little uncomfortable, y'all, people are already like, oh, shit, here we go. Oh, here we go. But I've always been adamant about, you know, being on the side of the Tate brothers. Andrew and Tristan, I've always been adamant about being on their side, and because there's a few things for certain reasons. There's a couple things I do know and I do understand. I know I've touched upon it on a previous episode, so just know there's a lot of things that do not surprise me. That also includes a few things in their, I guess, paperwork, so to speak, or whatever, you know, whatever is considered. And, you know, I'm making sure I can't put too much details, but a lot of these things don't surprise me, you know. A lot of these things don't shock me, because I was very well aware of how innocent they actually are. I understand what the Tates talk about, what they speak for, but at the same time, some of the things they speak for is not really, you know, it's not really liked in, you know, what they say the Matrix, but you know, also what I can also consider like the mainstream media, the upper powers that be. But at the same time, it's also representation of what happens when those guys, when we're honest. When a guy is honest, he becomes hated for no reason. And it's to a point that they're willing to go as far as hating you so much that they'll create false narratives just to take your livelihood and your life and your freedom away. Just because they didn't like your honesty or how your honesty made them feel. And especially when a lot of people, especially in the age where, you know, men's mental health is really just, it's just going down the toilet. And, you know, what this kind of does is it discourages even more men for wanting to be honest, for wanting to open up, to be wanting to put themselves out there and wanting to be themselves and wanting to show who they are. And it even discourages even more men to say, why should I even be protecting this world? You know, why should I buzz my ass doing everything I can to make sure, you know, our loved ones and families are safe? I'm like, forget about trying to protect our loved ones and families. But now we're not even allowed to even show some kind of honesty. And, you know, Andrew and Tristan, you know, who actually care about fellow guys, who actually care about fellow men, are seen as such bad guys just because they have a display of honesty that people don't like to see. And it's not like they ask for so much. They just, these are guys that just want men to be better. They want to teach men to be better. Especially these guys, and I don't have to, you know, this isn't new information. They've said it, but they're big on family, and they're all about protecting family. And I think nothing's wrong with that. I think a lot of us are. We should feel. Kobe just texted me. It's all right. We should feel like there's nothing wrong with wanting to be ourselves, and especially because who we really are to the core. A lot of us are about family. A lot of us love family. And for people who know me, I love family. I love the idea of family. I want to have children one day. I plan on having children someday. Probably want to, like, you know, 3-4, maybe 5. Cat's a loving father. Kobe's a loving husband. I know we're all definitely on the same page when it comes to wanting to protect the family, wanting to protect loved ones. And even though a lot of the times, us guys are going to have to understand that, you know, the world's not going to care about us, especially not in a way that we would hope to be loved and cared about. And even as Tate Brother says, you know, they, when they teach men, hey, no one's coming to save you, so you got to be the best man you can possibly be. And they help men, teach men, and they actually care about a man's mental health. And so, but this is what happens when you do it is, you know, they want to create false narratives on you. And I know I didn't mean for, and I, oh, I'm, I don't, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, it's supposed to be like, we were like, is this, are you just here to just to defend the Tate Brothers? And, you know, I normally, it's not like I try to mean it, but it's just, I understand everything. You know, I see everything. I know everything. There's a lot of things I already see and I already understand. And, and I always say there's nothing wrong with caring about men, but apparently that's so, but you know, apparently it looks like that's the caring about men is the wrong thing to do. And, but now, I digress so much. But now we see, you know, but it look, now this is one thing. One of the biggest explanation, you know, when, you know, the American law system is supposed to be more of, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But Romanian system is more of guilty until proven innocent. So that's why even though, you know, because they were like, if he had to done something if he was in jail or if he's already locked up or something, maybe he really have done something. But even, but what a lot of people don't know is the system over there is more guilty till proven innocent rather than the other way around. And as time goes by, all you see is more and more evidence of just either nothing or a lot of the accusations looks very false. And you know, you don't have to take my word for it. You know, everything was already leaked, you know, and then I remember Tristan said something. They said, if there's a charge, the first thing you have to ask is, what is the exact charge? And we ended up finding out what the charges actually were. And just know, trafficking isn't even in that, doesn't even fall under the charges. So that kind of deed is not even in the charge. And also forceful sexual activities also is not in the charge either. The only actual charge is lover boy game. That's just because he's playing lover boy to play into the heartstrings. But yeah, so that's supposed to be considered the charge. But for some odd reason, we're still supposed to be believing that it's trafficking. Or it's forceful sexual activities, which I, you know, I can't say. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, terms of service. We love you. Please don't strike us. Don't worry. I'm keeping it kind of clean. So, I do want to say that, you know, I see this as a step forward because, you know, I'm on Andrew and Tristan's side. I completely despise the idea of false accusations, especially taking the freedom, taking the livelihood of a man over something he didn't even do. I do find it very disgusting. I do find it a big issue. Next up. For the next subject. Oh, before I get to the next subject, if you're watching, well, you're probably going to be watching this on Spotify and Apple Music. So, if you're watching on Spotify, make sure you put that heart button, and make sure you hit us with that follow button. And if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, I almost said Apple Music. Well, you'll see me on Apple Music soon, or we'll have the links in the description. But if you're listening through us on Apple Podcasts, if you have not already, give us that 5-star rating and make sure you put it in a review. If you have not already, after you put in a 5-star rating, make sure you write a review. Give us a good review. So be like, yo, I don't know, I'm writing this review for the algorithm. And that's fine too. Or you can also talk about how handsome I am. You can talk about how much I have a great smile and how Big Mo has a great voice and you just want to kiss Big Mo on the lips and he's so fine. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You can talk about all of that. You can rave about how much you just want to cuddle up on Big Mo because he's so damn handsome. He looks so cuddly. Damn, he's a teddy bear. He's cute as hell. So, with that said, if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, if you have not already, give us a 5-star review. And if you're on listening through Spotify, hit us with that heart button. And yeah, hit us with that heart button. Hit us with the follow button. And if you're watching some of the, you know, and make sure you guys go to our YouTube page and go to whatever video, whatever, just click the latest video on our YouTube page and like the video, comment, share, and subscribe. Boom, boom. Next, I had watched the Barbie movie. Yeah. I ended up watching it. I ended up going in the theater. Actually went to the theater. I bought the ticket, went to the theater. Sat down. I made sure I went really early. I wanted to catch the preview, see what they was previewing. And I knew it was going to be something, there's a certain lens that we like to say in the community, basically called red lens. Boring explanation, but just know, I knew to watch it with a certain eye. I knew I had to watch it with a certain eye, and I was like, all right, let me, you know, and I took very, very extensive notes on the Barbie movie. There's a lot of things I don't want to bore you guys with certain things I'll say, but I actually thought the movie was pretty good. I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie though. Let me just speak on what the movie, if you have not noticed, the Barbie movie, you know, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, sets in a world called the Barbie world, where a woman named, it was Barbie. Of course her name was Barbie, but it was something Barbie. Stereotypical Barbie, where she's like the main character, or like they call her stereotypical Barbie. She lives in a fantasy dream world. She understands it's a fantasy where, you know, basically all of the women all of the Barbies, they rule the world, they run the world, they run the foundation, they run everything, and they're the most competent, and the men are, you know, they're just there to, you know, to look cute and give all the other Barbies attentions, while the Barbies, they all run the world, and they just run everything, and the men are just there or the Kens are there to just give the attention to the Barbies. And so one day stereotypical Barbie, or one night she's in party and it's all dancing and they're all having fun, all happy, and she just thinks, hey, what about death? And then that whole world stops. She was like, have you ever had thoughts about dying? Like, yeah, that's what it was. Like, have you ever thought about dying? And the whole world stops. And they're looking at her crazy. Like, what? Like, what'd you say? Like she said the most taboo word. And she was like, no, dying of dancing some more. I'm like, oh. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, she's wondering, like, you know, wait, hold on. Why am I having realistic thoughts, reality thoughts, reality ideas about, you know? And then she's like, wait, hold on. I'm not walking on my tippy toes. I'm on my heels. What's going on? You're saying that, wait, what's going on? Something's going on. And, you know, she visits an oracle, kind of, and she's like, and called Weird Barbie. And she's like, wait, I know what's going on with you. You got to go to the real world. You got to go to reality. She goes to reality with Ken. And they see the other side of the world, which is called reality. And apparently, it's about reality of the kind of flipping the where the men run everything. They call it patriarchy and stuff. And so that's the point of the movie where Barbie goes to the reality to discover who was the person that's running her, that's running the world, to be able to fix her reality mind. And that's what a lot of the movies is really about. You know, I could bore you with the review. With the synopsis, but that's like the main synopsis. I think when I looked at it, I was like, I'm trying to also look at it very objectively too. I thought it was a really well-made movie. I actually enjoyed the music selection. Whoever did the music selection did a really good job. You know, I'm a music head. I just love so many types of music. So if I was just tapping my foot, a lot of the times I was jamming. I was like, ooh, hey, hey, hey. Now a few things that I did want to touch upon. You know, because I took some notes. Well, I took a lot of notes, a ton of notes. There's some I can't really give out there, the movie did clearly have an agenda, though. Even though it was a well-made movie, and you can clearly tell they put a lot of budget into the movie, but there was a clear made agenda. I don't know if I'm really allowed to say it on Spotify without getting banned. But, you know, it does kind of say, you know, it reinforces of me always talking about, yeah, they really do not care about men. And, you know, men are not supposed to really be cared about. And thinking that, like, you know, all the problems are going to be solved, you know, if men are not cared about, if men are just put in the back burner, and the only people that is going to be seen in the right, that's on the order on the considered the right side of history, are people who give in to the idea that, you know, men should always continue to take the back seat. And another agenda that kind of had an issue is if seeing a woman, you know, want to prioritize a family or happy having a family, that person might get shunned out and seen as like an outcast. as like the bad part. I'm trying not to spoil it too much, but you know, even though when it comes to like an objective take, you know, it was a well-made, I gave it an 8 out of 10. Like, that was really a well-made movie. It makes fun of itself. It doesn't take itself so serious, but at the same time, I had more of an, even though I gave it an 8 out of 10, that's just like with an objective lens. But another side of me, when taking extra notes, they had a clear agenda. There was a very, very clear agenda. And that's, I'm always going to have my questions, but that part, I'll have to save it. I think other than that, you know, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'll put the ribbon on this. I did want to speak on the Tate's house arrest, and I did want to speak a little bit about, you know, watching the Barbie movie. Those are two things I really wanted to get into. So I want to thank you guys for watching, well, listening, because I'm recording this on audio. I want to thank you guys for listening. Other than that, we'll continue to check on Cat to make sure, you know, I'm probably gonna tell him to recommend him to choose the Prius, and I'll tell Kobe to, you know, stop jumping in the pool with his laptop. You know, next time I'll tell Kobe next time, jump in the pool with your full PC computer. All right. And also, don't forget to tell a friend about your favorite podcasts. This is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is an MO. And also, I have to say, before we go, make sure you hit us with that heart button, hit us with the follow button. And if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, if you have not already, hit us with a 5-star rating and write a review. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one. Peace.